Hello, everyone. Welcome to SPR Gen Z Podcast. Before we get started, I would like to shed light on our very own Bowie State University, the HBCU in Maryland, and our very own Department of Communications for offering the Strategic Public Relations course, aka SPR Group. This course operates as a student public relations firm, which allows PR students to hone in on a certain level of expertise to succeed in the field while being hands-on. I'm Kayla Johnson, a graduating senior.
I'm Michael, a graduating senior.
My name is Sean. I'm a graduating senior.
My name is Kenan. I'm a graduating senior.
My name is Tanea, and I'm a junior.
So today we're going to talk about anxiety in college. And first, I'm going to give y'all like a definition. So anxiety can be defined as the mind and body's reaction to a stressful, dangerous, or unfamiliar situation. So according to CDC, the number one leading cause of anxiety in colleges was test taking. So what's your thoughts on that? What is the highest thing for, what's your anxiety level about, like, tests, school altogether, jobs?
I would say, well, right now my anxiety is high because of, like, it's pressure to graduate. Not more so the fact that I will graduate.
Coming in, it was more so test taking and presentations, but now leaving, I have like one more year. It's trying to make sure I have all my credit, trying to get internships in the future after college.
I gotta say, for me, I'm gonna piggyback off what Mike said, is the graduating portion, at least for me. So, you know, being a graduating senior, you have your internships, you know, your this pressures of having other jobs, good jobs lined up, and even trying to get a paid internship, it all is kind of stressful because you know, it's a lot of uncertainty and you're worried about the unknown, things you don't really know about. Another stress I've kind of put on that I've experienced during my time at college would be being a student athlete. Being a student athlete, you have five classes, you got practices probably five times a week, games, workouts, film sessions on top of classes and on top of homework. So you really don't have as much free time as you would want, like a regular student. I'm being a student athlete.
Yeah, and I'm just adding as well as being a student athlete, just having to, well, something that would actually just cause my stress is time management. Just being able to, just having not as much free time as Kenan said not too long ago, and just having to squeeze a lot of responsibilities that you have within a certain time frame, and just having to stay just very disciplined more than anything. That's just one thing I would say about anxiety that just takes it to another level.
And to hop on the student athlete topic, it is kind of hard to maintain practice and make practice, workouts, and manage classes and homework. And then you have to go to things Saturdays and Tuesdays.
But yeah, Janine, I got a question. So knowing you like a more of a new, you kind of new to being a student athlete, what's the difference between, you know, a regular student and being a student athlete, like the different versions of anxiety in between those two?
When I wasn't a student athlete, it was easier to have free time or easier to go to different things. And now that I am a student athlete, you'll kind of like miss out on things. It's okay to miss out on things, but I miss out on stuff on Saturdays, and it's also kind of harder to meet the deadlines because it's like I go to class, then I have to go to practice, then I have to go to workouts, and then we also have meets on the weekends. So
for me, I'm not a student athlete, but I deal with anxiety when it comes to taking tests like midterms and finals, because it's just like I go into overdrive thinking if I'm going to pass, if I'm going to fail, regardless if I know the knowledge or not. It's just overwhelming. So my next question would be, how do you guys deal with it? How do you handle with keeping your anxiety low?
Things I do to like keep my anxiety low is like sometimes I try to like clear out time in my schedule just for myself, like just debriefing time or just like time I could just listen to music and like process my day and what I have ahead of me, and just do stuff that I like to do that's not strenuous on my brain or like what's going on around me. Like just take time for myself, whether it's like watching a movie, listening to music, or cooking, or like just anything that is just just like stress relieving to myself and just like catering to myself.
I would say for me, it's more so, I would definitely find ways to just decompress and just relax, but praying definitely is a way for me to help kind of relieve all my stress and just really to pray and kind of give everything to God for me personally.
For me, it would be like going outside, working out, or doing art, but mostly it's just going outside, getting fresh air, because during the wintertime, a lot of people get seasonal depression, and it's kind of harder to go outside and get fresh air because it's cold.
Just to piggyback off what Ken said, I do have that connection with God as well, praying and just having him as a safe haven for guidance. And as well as with my downtime, I honestly just try to decompress too and just chill. But more than anything, I try to be very proactive instead of reactive. I try to take care of problems ahead of time instead of having it be a problem later on down the road. So I say that's a way of me trying to be anxiety.
For me personally, I try to stay active on campus, like going to different events, just so I won't, you know, be alone and don't fall into a panic attack or an anxiety attack. So I think the best way is to just go to school events.
Right. While I have you guys here, I would like to shed light on the Public Relations Society of America, the world's largest association for public relations professionals, overseeing more than 21,000 members. On May 2nd, 2023, here at Bowie State University, PRESA will be hosting an event, A Real World, which will prepare students for a real world of PR through the hands of experienced and true public relations professionals. Networking opportunities, food, and gateway and giveaways will be present.
And jump back onto the sports section. Bowie State is definitely a great spot to come to for sports. Bowie State has created a winning culture throughout all sports, from football, basketball, track, bowling, volleyball, swimming. Bowie sure knows how to host a crowd. We're a Division II powerhouse school who really knows how to dominate the competition. Some of the successful teams that we do have had are the football team, coming off a three-peat winning back-to-back CIAA championship, and a bowling team coming off a 11-straight CIAA championship.
So coming in, my experience with anxiety, in high school, I wasn't the best test taker. Nothing really has changed, but knowing when you're in college, it's more tests, more exams, a little more important. So it was definitely putting me into overdrive because it's like my mind is like boggling over if I'm going to pass, if I'm going to fail. How do I know for a fact that everything will be done correctly? So just having to deal with that, it really set my anxiety into overdrive.
In my opinion, like, college is, like, or any university is a long-term commitment to, like your educational success and stuff. And that could bring about, like, new feelings and emotions in any person. Like, living on a college campus for the first time can cause anxiety in anybody. And, like, there are, like, there's things like getting to know about yourself, independence, managing your own finances, and meeting academic expectations and more to deal with, like, when attending college, especially at HBCU. And college is meant to be challenging to you, but it's also meant to prepare you for essential life skills, like universal to most professional environment. Many people respond differently to like the vigorous workloads and like the diverse social exposure and stuff like that, and the overall stress that comes with being a college student, like full-time and part-time. And I think like due to the differences in like your prior life experiences, there's like an array of different responses that a student will have, like adapting to college life. A lot of students, like, their anxiety stems from like stress or being overwhelmed with new like intellectual tension being placed on the student until they find like a routine that best helps them navigate their newly independent lifestyle. I know like for me, I was juggling like a job, I was on the football team, I was doing like a lot of different stuff, and I wasn't really sure what direction I wanted to like pivot my life into and like what things I wanted to focus my attention on at the time. So it was like more so a struggle in my head more than like in reality, because I was doing the right things. I was in school, I was playing a sport, I was working, I was doing everything I needed to do. But I think like the anxiety stemmed from the uncertainty of like what I needed to be focusing on and what I wanted to like direct my attention to in order to get where I wanted to be in life. Because on top of that, I didn't know exactly what I wanted to focus on in life. if my major was even my major that I wanted to pursue for real, or I was just doing that because I was playing football at the time, or just like different things like that. Like, is that going to make me money? Am I going to be able to find a job with that? Just like a whole bunch of different uncertainties was in my head. So it was just like, I just had to like figure it out as I went and be confident in my moves as I was proceeding.
All right, so anxiety started for me once I got the buoy. I came from PGCC, Prince George's County Community College, in 2020. So once I got here, it was new. It was new because I didn't take 5 classes before. I was a part-time student with a job. So now I became a full-time student, trying to play football and have a job all in one, trying to just juggle everything possible. So that definitely created a lot of anxiety for me because it was a whole bunch of different things I had to do at a certain time limit. So another thing was making sure my grades was correct, making sure my grades is on point, because I can't have failing grades and play football. I can't have my grades be messed up and play football. So that's definitely something that really hit me while I was here. So I was trying to, lock in the focus. I know I didn't have as much free time. Once I got around it and kind of realized what it really was and how I could go through with it, and you know, as college students, you know, at some point you're not gonna do everything right. You're gonna finesse at some point. You're not gonna do everything by the book in your room studying all day. It's not gonna happen like that. You're gonna find a way to finesse. And so I found my ways to finesse and get how I needed to get my grades right and how I needed to get, you know, my football time right and everything like that.
I would start off with saying that my anxiety experience started, I would say, towards the senior year of my high school. With graduating, far as like this me being a student athlete, I was very uncertain, like how Mike said, about a lot of things, and I was doing all the right things, but I was continuing to do all the right things, but it was just the fact of not knowing where it was leading me to. So I would say just I dealt with that experience by just honestly putting my head down and continuing to work. But I would say coming to my freshman year in college, once I received my scholarship offers and everything, and I had just knowing like where my path was leading me to, and just leading up to committing to Bowie State University and coming here as an incoming freshman on the football team, on a scholarship, and things like that. I just faced, throughout that whole time, my freshman year, I faced a lot of anxiety as far as like just being away from my family and being away from home, and having to just be very conscious of my time and just being very intentional about everything that I do, and knowing that you really don't have time to procrastinate with a lot of things, and that's what will help. That's what will set you back from a lot of things on top of just adding on top of to your anxiety and stress. So I'll say for my with that experience, I had to just figure out which things was more valuable to focus on, and to put other things that I actually like to enjoy to do, just put it on the back burner, and to be able to just manage it all through my whole college experience. Now that I'm a senior, I just know that I have to always just push myself to go harder, even though I may be feeling some type of way, or you may be feeling down, or just having like some type of personal problems, you still just have to cope with it and to just push forward. And more than anything, just having like friends that you could talk to and just people that that could relate, because we all go through problems that's similar in some type of way. So I would say that's what the ways that help me deal with my anxiety, to help me just be more comfortable in my skin.
For my experience, I was the class of 2020 in high school, so we had a global pandemic in 2020. So this made my freshman year of college virtual. So the stresses of trying to figure out if I'm going to have an actual college experience in person and on campus, that brought anxiety, plus going to college, period. Also, social media has a large impact on anxiety in college students, because there are a lot of unrealistic expectations and standards that people feel like they have to meet in college. Like, I thought that midterms and finals, which they are significant and important, would like completely make or break you. But now that I'm a junior, I do believe that I stress a little bit more than I needed to, but it's still stressful trying to juggle classes and figure out what classes you need for the next semester and make sure you have the right classes, make sure you're not doing a class that's not going to help you graduate on time, as well as trying to get internships and job opportunities after graduating.
And we also want to talk about some things that you shouldn't do when you're going through anxiety, things that you should probably avoid doing. And in my eyes, I would say things that are basically counterproductive. So I would say, like, you're going through anxiety, you're worried about things that are very important. It'll be things such as drinking. You know, not everybody, but I know some people, that's a coping mechanism for them when they're stressed out or going through things, they drink. Find other ways to, you know, find more productive ways. Like Mike said, cooks, goes outside. Tanya says she works out. You do, there are certain things that are healthy, like healthy providers to put you in a better position. It's like mentally lock in for when you're going through anxiety.
Other things that can worsen your anxiety is procrastination and laying around just to think about what you have to do instead of actually finding ways to do it. Like, you can get planners and everything. We have, like, different programs, organizations, even a counseling center you can go to get coping mechanisms instead of just laying around and not doing anything, because the more you procrastinate, the less you get done. And then it gets closer to the time that you have to do it, and then you'll get a bad grade or your work is poor because you waited so long.
I'm gonna just add on to say some things that you shouldn't do as well is just not keep everything to yourself. You feel me? Find somebody that you can talk to, or like a family, a relative, could be your mom, dad, anybody, brother, sister. I say just find someone, or even just like someone personal for you to talk to yourself while you're in your own little corner or something. Just find ways to get all of those thoughts and things off of your mind, because with you having all of those thoughts and stress and a million things run through your mind on a daily basis. So I would say just find a way to even writing down in a journal on things of how to, like the things that you're going through, to just have record of it so to know that you may be facing this opposition at the time, but you know that there's ways for you to get around it. But I would say another thing as well is just having that personal time to yourself, that downtime, whether it be you having a glass of wine or you just binge watching your favorite TV show or anything. I would say something that just keeps your mind very still.
And just to add on to more things you can do, a lot of things that are like popular now are video games. Video games are definitely like a stress reliever for a lot of people. They're going through things, they can kind of get into a virtual world just to relax and, you know, really decompress, focus on video games, just chill.
Kayla said earlier she goes to different school events like homecoming, or like we have upcoming events, Torch Fest, and then they also have events that can improve your resume, and also career fairs and mock interviews. They even have like organizations where you can just mingle with people, or events where you can just mingle with people.
And just as a brief reminder, on May 2nd, Press will be hosting an event from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Baltimore Room in the Student Center.